At T&E Seafood in Bayou LaBatry, Alabama, three men sit hunched in a tiny room shucking oysters from small buckets. Owner Joey Wilkerson says they're busy, but looks are deceiving. He says before the oil spill,
the shop was slap full, people working, and we'd work two and three shifts a day trying to get enough shucked.
But then, his primary supplier of oysters lost 70% of their business.
Now we work two or three days a week. Everybody's scared, and the sales are just terrible right now.
All righty, guys, get the lines cast off. Let's get ready to make way.
Over in Orange Beach, charter boat operators Randy and Susan Boggs say northern tourists still aren't coming to the Gulf Coast to escape the cold.
Cash sales are down right now. We're not seeing the customer base that we have seen. And then we ourselves are, I guess, kind of starving our vendors because we're not spending the amount of money that we would normally spend to get ready for an upcoming fishing season because of the unknown factor of how many people will show up.
It doesn't take him long to list the number of businesses that are affected by his decrease in sales. He starts with the retail stores at the marina.
The shops here, my boats normally draw about 240 passengers a day across the docks. If I'm not moving and I'm not drawing those 240 passengers a day in, that's one shop that's not selling a couple of t-shirts or that's not selling a hat, a pair of sunglasses for somebody to get on the boat.
And he keeps going. He names bait, fuel, tackle, even ice cream suppliers, as well as t-shirt silk screeners. And that's just the beginning. Norman Shishman says it's not just local businesses that are affected. He's manager of the Gulf Coast Business Support Center in Gulf Shores.
It was thought for a while it would be just on the Gulf Coast. It's not. I had a trucking company call me out of Oklahoma. I said, Norm, what's going on? I said, what's the matter? He said, we were coming down there two and three times a week. He said, we may get two or three times a month now. And he said, I think that's going to go down.
Johnny Wynn is vice president of SPS Inc., an accounting firm in Mobile. Many of his clients have been coming to him for advice on how to survive. He sees the domino effect the spill has on support businesses every day. The hotel industry is one example.
Because when we all stay at a hotel, we don't think about the cleaning service that cleans and put our bed sheets together that was contracted out by the hotel owner.
Once the oil spill happened, within a few days, people started canceling. And there were times we were getting 20 or more cancellations a day.
That's Phyllis Pearson. She owns a very small cleaning service that specializes in cleaning tourist hotel rooms and linens.
My business is down pretty well 30% throughout all of the summer. We're down over 80% right now, and we just hold on.
Phyllis says, like so many other support businesses along the Gulf Coast, she's looking forward to a time when she can sleep at night and not have to worry about losing the business she worked so hard to build. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.